troubles every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Man, I am ready for today.
I hope so. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And I tell you, you know, we cover a lot of different topics here on Strategies for Living.
When you're talking life, you cover a lot.
Yeah. And we're, you know, I can't even imagine our life strategist today. She had, she lost it. It's just unimaginable to me, but she faced the reality of the loss of all four of her children from her first marriage with the devastating misfortune of losing two just 12 days apart back in 2023. Her name is Vicky Menendez, and she has written an incredible,
it's
a profoundly moving, transformational memoir that she invites us into her journey.
Right. To me, it was more than a memoir. It's also a bit of a guidebook for us walking along a similar journey with her.
Yeah.
You know, she truly, I think she's used her grief to transform it.
Her book is called Crystal's Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
A Mother's Journey from Loss to Transformation. And my book says Book One, The Mother of All Memoirs. So we'll probably be getting some more books here. But, you know, all of us, if we're living,
that's right,
we're going to encounter some type of grief and loss. It just goes with the territory.
Right.
Most of us, you know, don't even know where to begin in the processing, the handling, the, you know, but so we're going to get some real help today.
I am so
Vicky
looking
Menendez.
Forward to, to speaking with Vicky today.
Crystal's Butterfly Effect. Mm-hmm. That is what we're talking about today with Vicky Menendez. Folks, thank you for tuning in. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good Muffies too. Vicky Menendez, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. Come back. You don't want to miss 1 minute of this.
Help you thrive, not just survive.
And welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome now our life strategist. She is Vicky Menendez. She's a spiritual coach, a self-care expert, drawing experiences from her own life to offer guidance and support. And she has a website, healwithvicky.com, offering numerous experiential workshops and over 35 years of experience in self-care and holistic wellness and weaving together ancient wisdom, lived experience, and practical tools in order to support healing of the mind, body, soul, and space. Vicky Menendez, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living.
Welcome.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Lauren. I'm really happy to be here.
It is an honor for you to be with us, Vicky, and to, share this journey. I can't even imagine the loss. I have three children and 10, blessed with three children, 10 grandchildren. And I can't even, a parent or a grandparent can't even, you can't fathom. And I'm sure you can relate to that from before the loss, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where along the way in this journey did you realize that all of that loss that you went through, you experienced, you were moving through, where did you realize that was your calling to help other people heal?
Partially while I was in the hospital, I knew that, 48 days in the hospital with my daughter, and throughout that time, I had some things coming to me. Like, I knew that I needed to write this book, not only for my healing, but just to share my experience and my, just my new perception around death. And because I really saw it as something beautiful in the end. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard for people to even hear.
Yeah.
But just the thought of someone transitioning from life to the next level up, mm-hmm. I don't see it as death. I see it as just their next chapter. Mm. And so there, I had kind of had an inkling that, okay, there's something for me to do here. But it was after I went home, I spent a few days with my grandsons. My daughter gave me four grandsons. And so I went and spent a couple of days with them after she passed, went home thinking that I was going to mourn her. And I was. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in the middle of the grocery store, and I get a phone call, and they're trying to identify my 37-year-old son who had drowned in the neighboring pool. He had a seizure and drowned in the pool. And it was at that moment, I did literally just fall to the floor because I could not believe what I was hearing.
Right.
It was, that was the biggest shock of my life.
Yeah. Couldn't process it. Couldn't possibly process it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And the thought of having to tell anybody what just happened was so hard because I knew that people would be like, they wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to say it. And I knew that they would feel uncomfortable just not knowing what to do or say for me.
Yeah.
But then it was just after that, that's when most people get angry with God, why?
Right.
And for me, it was the total opposite. It was like, wow, I must have signed on for something pretty amazing. And my kids, we all have this contract together.
All right. Yeah. So you talk about that. You talk about pre-life agreements and trusting pre-life. Mm-hmm. You talk about pre-life agreements. You talk about trusting the divine plan. So obviously that perspective, it has helped you, I guess, navigate through all of this.
Absolutely. After my son Wesley, I found My son died of a drug overdose in 2017. And it was after, and then a year later, my dad passed away the very same moment that my husband was having a heart attack.
Oh, wow, man.
I was picking him up to take him to the hospital, and my sister calls and says, Dad died. So it was after that trauma that, you know, I went on for probably a year and looked at a picture. You know how Facebook has these pictures that pop up, you know, then and now. I looked at a picture of myself and I was like, wow, I don't even see me. I see pain. I see it was just etched all in my face. And I knew that I couldn't carry that weight around with me anymore. And so I hired a coach, a spiritual coach, and really dug deep. And I was ready to take this weight off, to, you know, gain a different perspective around all of it. And the two things that I did was the 28 days of gratitude. And I read a book by Colin Tipping called Radical Forgiveness.
Years ago, Colin was a life strategist on this radio program.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that book changed the way I looked at life altogether, and the people that walked across my path, the people that came and did things for me or to me, or what I thought was to me, but everything is always for us, right?
Right.
Right.
And, you know, but, you know, before you come to that realization, you think that some people do things to you, but it's not like that. And as soon as when I read that book, it was just like it opened up a whole new world for me. And my son and my dad guided me. Part of their contract was to guide me to this healing so that I could get through this profound loss 12 days apart. I don't think any mother could have handled that had they not had a solid perspective on what it all meant or what it meant to them. You know, everybody has their meanings around, you know, we give our life its meanings by the stories that we make up about certain things. You know, we have our own beliefs. And by changing my perspective on what happened and that we together were going to set the world on fire. Okay. You know, it's like, can you imagine? My kids, if you knew my kids, they would have all wanted to go out with a bang like this, you know, like they would have wanted to show off a little bit. And I hope that doesn't come out the wrong way. But, you know, I mean, they were a part of this grand plan and they did their part. They came, you know, they completed their contract. But what I didn't know is that our contract is still in force. My son, the one that died of the overdose, was an artist, and he left me a piece of art that had his whole entire life on one page.
Wow.
On one side, it was, and it's in the book. I think you've got the book now.
Yes.
On one side of the page, it's all light. You know, you can see these really amazing figures that he wrote holding a baby, you know, getting married, you know, like it was happy, healthy family or some, I don't have it right in front of me, but it was all of the things that he wanted in life. There was a quote by Gandhi on there. On the right side was all of the things that dark that was pulling him in. There was the needle, there's a gun, there's prison, there's all of these things, these dark parts, his dark shadows, you know, that was kept pulling him back over to the dark side. And what, as I looked at that, it was like, and he had it laminated. It was just like that was his gift and his love letter to me to tell me that it wasn't just about the drugs, that there was another side to him. And what a message to parents that there is another side to your addict child.
Sure.
And to the addicts saying, you know what, this guy didn't make it. He had clothes laid out. He was ready to go somewhere that day. And so I am supposed to be his voice. He is supposed to speak through me. And What a more profound message than somebody standing on stage saying, I almost overdosed. He did.
Wow.
And this art shows that he had other things in his heart, on his heart, that he wanted to do with his life. And it was just that the dark kept pulling them in. And can we as parents to shine a little bit more light on that path?
Instead of,
you know, because we get frustrated, you know, when we start, we lose faith in those kids.
And to continue.
And when we lose faith, when we lose faith in them, they feel that. It's all energy, right? We're all directly connected with each other. So once we lose faith in them, they lose faith in themselves.
By the way, I'm looking at the black and white rendition of the art in the book, but you can go to motherofallmemoirs.com and see a color version.
It's in color.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I invite people to do that because this is...
It's powerful.
Oh, it's so powerful. And the book and what you're sharing with us is so powerful. Crystal's Butterfly Effect, the mother of all memoirs. And it is a mother's journey from loss to transformation. Vicky Menendez is our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living, a very special one. And we've got much more to learn from Vicky. Stay right where you are. We've got more Strategies for Living coming back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want a harder getaway. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Welcome back. Welcome back into your dose, your daily dose, I hope, of radio rehab. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist today, Vicky Menendez. She's written, I definitely think it's the mother of all memoirs. It's called Crystal's Butterfly Effect, and you can find it wherever you buy books. It's out from Ultimate World Publishing, and
the butterfly effect, it's such a powerful metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky, how did that idea come to define your transformation in the book?
Well, my daughter loved butterflies. She had a tattoo of a butterfly on her shoulder. And while she was in the hospital, I set up a Zoom call called Crystal's Butterfly Effect.
Mm.
And that was before I even got the message that you need to write this book.
Okay.
And so people would call in. She was in an induced coma the entire time, but I know that she could hear everything that was going on in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
When we were in that room, it was all her. It was all about her. There's no fighting. There was no anything. There was just love and compassion. While that, you know, whoever was in the room, that was the rules they had to follow.
Right.
Yeah. And because I wanted her to be able to go through whatever she was going through, her journey, with peace. Mm-hmm. And so people would call in. They would talk to her. One of her friends, really good friends that she grew up with, would call and just talk about all of these things that they used to do together, and specific things, you know, like something that made them laugh or something that they remembered. Like, you know, she stayed on the phone with them for hours because they weren't, you know, doing well at the moment, and right. that she was there for them. And I met my daughter all over again.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah, what yeah. a beautiful.
Yeah.
yeah.
So when I decided to write the book, I was like, you know, the name was already there. And I'm like, you know what? This is the mother of all memoirs. I'm glad you got that, because I'm not sure everybody gets that. It's like, how can you, you know, this is like something you don't hear of often. And yeah. What really made it the mother of all memoirs is that when I got home, I thought I was writing a story about my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened with my son, I was like, oh, what do I do now?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, this is not just a story about her. And then I realized it was really a story about me and how I got through it all.
And it was a true butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah
right?
It was. If you saw her in the hospital, it was like she went through so much because she was having seizures, and they would bring her down off her medication. We thought she was getting better, and then she would get worse, and it was back and forth. And it was like she was in that cocoon. Mm-hmm. And the day that she took her last breath was quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at her, she was just so peaceful. And for days before, you know, they put her in comfort care after on day 30, because she wanted, you know, her and her husband had just been talking about, I think they were watching a movie or something. And they said, well, if anything ever happens to me, you know, I want you to give me 30 days. Mm. And if I don't come back by then that's fine. And they had just talked wow. about that.
Wow.
And so 30 days came. The doctors at that point was saying, you know, this is not turning around. And we couldn't watch her go through what she was going through. And so they put her in comfort care and said she'll last a few hours, maybe a few days.
Yeah.
19 days later.
Wow. Jeez.
19 days. And the doctors would shake their head and they would look at me and I'm like, you don't know my daughter, do you? My daughter was spicy, and she would tell you in one split second if she didn't like, you know, like she was just very upfront. She didn't hold anything back. And I appreciated and really was inspired by her willingness to just speak up. But she had work to do.
Yeah.
She was still pulling things together. She put me and her husband in that hospital room together for 5 days. Mm. And we weren't pals with each other.
Oh.
I love it.
So you see what she did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was standing at her side when they first started to take all of the medication down on, and he said, I can't watch her die. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, Pete, you should do what's right for you.
Right.
And I really meant that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody should be anywhere they don't want to be. And if he didn't want to watch that, I said, I'm going to be here. I brought her into this world and I'll be here when she leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he turns around, he walks out, and about 5 or 10 minutes later, he comes walking back through the door and he said, Crystal turned me around at the stairs. She said, we don't leave people behind. And they used to be, they were really connected. Like all their whole family, all of her kids and everything, they hear her. Mm-hmm. Like she, it's wild, you know. Ian, her second born, sees her in his dreams.
Yeah.
But Christian and Ashton, the youngest one, they actually hear her and they really feel her. And it put us in the room together for 5 days, day and night, taking care of her. And we buried a lot of hatchets, and we come to know each other. And we realized, I realized through his story, why maybe he did some of the things that he did, you know, because he did some things to my daughter that I would never understood until I heard his full story.
Yeah.
And, you know, and at that point, it was like, we really needed to, I needed to make sure that we were good. And my daughter knew that we needed to be good for the grandchildren, for the grand, for the, her sons.
Yeah.
Because if we weren't getting along, then that means I probably wouldn't be around my grandsons at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she made that happen.
I love it.
That was all her. And as soon as he walked back in the door, I was like, ooh, I got a little nervous. I got a little excited. I was like, okay, something's about to go down here. But think about if I had not had the awareness and the consciousness level that I had gained over the 2 years before that.
Right.
That hospital room would have been a totally different environment.
No doubt.
Would have been a battleground. I would have been blaming them for, you know, why didn't they take her to the hospital sooner? You know, that's what happens in the hospital room. Everybody starts blaming everybody and pointing fingers.
Right.
And I realized that, you know, everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be. No matter what it looked like on the outside, I wasn't supposed to question that.
Right.
Right.
Just to trust and believe that things were exactly as the way they were supposed to be, the way we agreed to.
Vicki, so many people, as we said, struggle. It's just part of life. We struggle with grief, and we don't know where to start. We don't know where to begin in the healing process. We want to.
Sure.
You know, many of us want to, but we don't know. What do you tell people now?
Well, I think the first step is, of course, not to hold it in, to maybe have somebody that can really hold space for them. That's not just going to be patting them on the back saying, I'm sorry for your loss. You know, you'll be okay. Everything's going to be all right, because you don't feel that way. You know, you don't feel like anything is okay, and that it's okay to feel your feelings and to really honor those. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to scream, you know, I decided right after that happened to me, I thought, okay, I'm going to develop a scream pillow so you can scream into the pillow and just get it all out. But the one thing I think, in order to be able to do the work and really process all of this, is to get your nervous system under control. And that is through breath work, through yoga, through meditation, through vagal tone, you know, activation, because the vagal tone is really what drives drives it. Your nervous system, you know, is the vagal tone, and most people don't even know about it.
Right.
Right.
And you didn't plug it, so I'll plug it for you. One option is your book, because it's not just your story. It's a wonderful guidebook. And personally, I love all of the exercises, and especially, I mean, you even include coloring pages.
Yes, the Mandelas. Did you like that?
I love that. A woman after my own heart. That's part of what I enjoy, how I enjoy moving my emotions, is through art. So
I mean, they use art a lot for grieving and for, you know, processing emotion and everything. And, you know, I put those mandalas in there to honor my son, my artist.
Yes.
And, you know, when I was putting it together, I was like, something's missing. Something is. And I just happened to be talking to a friend on the phone one day, And it came, we weren't even talking about the book. And all of a sudden, I've got to put Mandela's in the book, you know?
Yeah.
And it just came to me all of a sudden. And so I went and had somebody make some Mandela's for me, because you can't take the ones offline, because they say you can't use them in books or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I paid somebody on Fiverr or one of those to make my Mandela's for me and put those in there. But it still wasn't quite ready yet. And that was when I went to get my breath work certification, and I was working with a colleague to during the certification process. And but anyway, she said, did you write letters to your children? And I said, yes. She said, they want you to put them in the book. And then the book was done.
I love it. It is. And you, once you get it in your hands, you will understand why Crystal's Butterfly Effect is a number one Amazon bestseller. That doesn't come easy. Crystal's Butterfly Effect, Vicky Menendez is the author. She's our life strategist today. We are learning so much. Come back. We've got more right here on Strategies for Living. Stay where you are.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are with a very, very special life strategist today. You got to get this book. It's a number one Amazon bestseller. Lauren and I now know a little bit about Amazon books. I got to tell you, they don't just hand those out.
No.
I mean, you to become a number one Amazon bestseller, what that says is it says a couple of things. Mm-hmm. It says this is an important book, and a lot of people are already
recognizing
this book. And the third thing I think it says is you need to also. So the name of the book is Crystal's Butterfly Effect. Vicky Menendez is the author, and she's our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We're all going to encounter grief and loss in our lives. Please forgive me for saying this, Vicky, but most of us aren't going to have to face what you've had to face. But that's what makes that's what makes you a true life strategist. Mm-hmm. That you know what you've been through and what you're now willing to teach. Use your experiences to teach. You know, so Thank you for your willingness and your courage. Yeah.
To push through and to create this.
You've created Learning to Live Again. Now this is what a group. And talk a little bit about that.
That is a Facebook group that that I just to try to pull some people together, create some modalities, some rituals that they can do to, because I think it all begins with self-care.
Yes.
And I don't think, especially as women, we don't do enough of that. And we keep saying yes to everyone but ourselves.
Yep.
And so what I actually do there is to share some things that you can do, Qigong, you know, different things that you can do to help just bring your body back to center and ground yourself. Because if we're not grounded, if we don't have our nervous system under control, then it's really hard for us to get in that centered and grounded space so that we can do the work.
Yeah.
And then the compass of the soul, I think you have that, you have that as well. You don't have the copy of it, but because I'm still working on that. But the compass of the soul is actually a guide. You know, it's beyond when you're finished reading the book. It has some tools in there. But when you finish reading the book and you want to go on a healing journey, then this is soup to nuts, everything from essential oils to fasting to movement, whatever. You know, it's a lot. It's going to be probably around 300 pages. I'm right at the end of getting the manuscript done and should be out by the time I have my my event. I'm having a virtual event to showcase the book and all of the practices that I use, the breath work, MAP, which is speaking to the superconscious mind, which helps to get rid, not get rid, you know, the memories are always there, but it takes the charge away from what your trauma was.
Yeah, MAP stands for Make Anything Possible, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my idea is to combine the breath work, which gets your body to a state of coherence, heart coherence,
right,
and then you go into the MAP practice or into the MAP procedure. And it's amazing what MAP can do for you, because I was in the certification when all of this happened,
mm-hmm.
and I dropped out for 3 months. And because we practice on each other, right, when you're in the certification. So
sure.
Every week I was having a session. And I think that's one of the things that really got me on the other side of it, was having those sessions on a regular basis. And so that's kind of a part of it all, because, you know, sometimes we don't see a way out of anything, you know, like it's just so hard to think that there's anything better on the other side of it, that that can put some people in a really tough place. Because I find that some women feel like if they're not mourning their children, that they're not honoring them.
Mm, yeah.
And yeah. So there's, you know, just trying to change how you look at that, you know, and know that, you know, your children would want you to be in a frequency, because we're all about frequency, right? Our
right.
voices are frequency. The food we eat has frequency.
Mm-hmm.
The water we drink has a frequency to it.
Yep.
And it's like, if we can raise our frequency, we can actually connect with them on a totally different level.
Yeah.
I don't feel separated from my children.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're still walking on this path together, and they're still guiding me. They're still getting me up every morning, because some mornings I just get up and I'm like, can I do this another day? Because, you know, I'm working so hard and I feel like I've gotten a lot done, but I don't feel like everything is kind of kicked in yet, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And, but they keep me going. It's like, you know, Mom, come on, you can do this, you know, we did our part of the contract. Now you show up.
That's
you
nice.
Know? So,
and you've had experience after experience that kind of confirms
validates,
for you, validates that you've had experience after experience of being able to validate that life goes on beyond the veil, right?
It does. Hmm. It really does. And they have messages beyond the veil. I mean, I look at them as they're doing the heavy lifting up there, you know, like, not heavy lifting. Actually, I'm doing the heavy lifting. They're like, in the spiritual sense, all love and compassion and just pure essence. I mean, how could I be mad about that?
Yeah.
You know, if that is like the most exalted you can be, is to be just pure essence and love. And I don't know. I mean, I like to look, that is what I, you know, the meaning that I give to it. It supports me.
Absolutely.
And I would just rather it put them on a pedestal. You know, it puts them up higher instead of putting them, oh, poor Crystal died. It's like, no, Crystal was sent to a totally different realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is working on a totally different level, a totally different frequency that we can't even fathom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's still working.
And she still has
yeah, and she's still part of her work, I guess, is
guiding you and guiding all of us through you.
There you go.
So that's awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I feel like we keep moving forward, and they're right here with me. And I think, you know, anyone that has lost a child could feel that way if they could find a way to carry on a legacy for their children in some way or another.
And one way that you might be able to find a way is through Crystal's Butterfly Effect. You can get it on Amazon, and it's a number one Amazon bestseller, so I hope you will. Vicky Menendez, our life strategist, will be right back to wrap up our conversation here today. But you can continue it by getting a copy of Crystal's Butterfly Effect. Be right back.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. What a beautiful, beautiful book. What a beautiful, wonderful, courageous life strategist Vicky Menendez is. The book is Crystal's Butterfly Effect, The Mother of All Memoirs. It's a mother's journey through loss to transformation. Now, if you go to motherofallmemoirs.com, you can order from there a signed copy of Crystal's Butterfly Effect. And there's also an Audible version that you can order with over a 100-page, 111-page journal.
Living journal
that comes with that. So all of that you can access and find on motherofallmemoirs.com. And, of course, Crystal's Butterfly Effect is available on Amazon.com because it's been a number one Amazon bestseller. Vicki, you've been a wonderful life strategist. You're going to have to promise to come back and join us again and share more with us.
I would love to. Yes, no, I would love to.
Because we've just barely, I mean, there's so much packed in.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't even begin to tell people how much this book, we haven't even really scratched the surface of what's available within the book itself, whether you get the book or the Audible version. But again, go to motherofallmemoirs.com or order it on Amazon. But Vicki, thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing. And I'm going to look forward to the next time that we get to visit.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. We could talk for days about this.
No question about that. No question. So we'll just say until next time and invite people to get the book and continue the conversation with you. Folks, thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do it for you every day, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffy, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Vicki Menendez, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.